Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Rise, Let Us Be on Our Way.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. The Gospel of the Lord. A common reaction of a person who is about to experience pain, whether physical or emotional, is to think of himself or herself, loathe in the anticipation of pain, suffering, or death. That is self-preservation, and that is normal. We actually, and usually retreat just at the thought of pain. But Jesus did a most loving gesture. Hours before his crucifixion, his concern was not for himself, but for his friends. He spoke from the depths of his heart, I give you my peace I give you. His message for the apostles was a message of peace, of joy and hope. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. Instead of looking inward, Jesus looked beyond himself, placed others before himself. He wants them to have peace. He wants all of us to have his peace, to be hopeful and to rejoice. The peace that comes from Jesus is not an absence of troubles or turmoil. The troubles of the world will remain. But when we have Jesus' peace, the peace that he offers conquers fears and anxieties. It is the peace that brings forth joy. It is the peace that calms the soul in hope. Just recently, I watched a video interview of a mother who has a son with ADHD. ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It is a brain disorder that affects how one pays attention, how he sits still or does regular work, and even control behavior. He was talking about his son and listening intently to the video online. I cannot forget the conversation she had with her son. One day, the mom told the story. Her young boy saw her crying. The son, struggling to pronounce the words correctly because of his condition, asked, "What's wrong?" The mom said, "Nothing, son." The son asked again, "What's the problem, mom?" The mom replied, "Son, someone did something terribly bad to us." The curious boy asked, "Did you do something wrong?" The mom responded, "No." The young boy, seemingly filled with so much peace and wisdom, said, "Well, that's their problem." That video sends out a message. Those words by a young boy sends a very strong message, not only of his innocence, but of peace that can only come from Jesus. We can learn so much from this young boy. To be filled with the peace of Christ is to be certain that if we do good, we are with Jesus, and the suffering that others may bring to us is nothing compared to God's peace. In the words of the young boy, well, that's their problem. We should continue to go on our way with the peace of Christ. And just like what Jesus said, rise, let us be on our way.